It's time now for the Verde Valley Real Estate Show, brought to you by seasoned leaders in the industry. Stay tuned to hear about current buying, selling, and financial trends. Now, here's the Verde Valley Real Estate Show.
All right, welcome into the Verde Valley Real Estate Show, 780 KACM. Mike Tabak here with you, and we've got a great one for you today. Over the next half hour, we're going to be focusing in on RE/MAX Sedona today, and we'll be talking with one of their real estate professionals. We've got... Now, if I make sure I've got it right, Sherry Sperry. I love the names that rhyme. They always crack me up, so those are good. All right, so we'll talk with Sherry Sperry today, and we'll talk about why or how you got into real estate, what brought you into the area, and then we'll get to know what you've got going on over there and how things in the Sedona market are looking in the real estate world. So we'll take welcome back in to the Verde Valley Real Estate Show, 780 KACM. Mike Tabak here with you, and joining us in the studios, we have Sherry Sperry from RE/MAX. And how you doing, Sherry?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks.
Boy, we have got to turn you up. You don't talk nearly loud enough.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Let's turn that up there.
How's that?
See if we can get some extra juice out of this. I'm not sure I've turned this microphone up that loud before. There we go.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Okay.
All right. Now, how long have you been at RE/MAX Sedona?
Just a year and a half.
Really? Okay.
Right.
How long have you been doing real estate, though, in the area?
I've been licensed in Sedona a year and a half.
Okay.
But I've owned real estate for 40 years.
There you go.
My husband and I bought our first place in Southern California when we were 20.
Is that right?
Right. And have not looked back.
You you missed this little window there where it was really, really successful to be a real estate agent in Sedona. You hardly ever hear of somebody in Sedona, especially, that has just started not too long ago in this market. You know, the ones that lasted through the downturn have been long-term people that have really had their roots in the ground. And a lot of the other ones have all left. They didn't make it, and they went somewhere else. So are we starting to see that turnaround now? Where real estate something to get back into?
Absolutely. Well, I come from a sales background as well.
Yeah.
So I knew what I was doing when I got into this, and you had to hit it hard. But what we do see, basically, is things are coming up. Our inventory is down to 2006 levels.
Oh, wow.
Which is great for people that are investing or homeowners currently, so they know that their values are going to start to come up. For those that were hoping to get in, the window is shortening, and if you really want to get into our Sedona market, you really need to start looking and start working with a great agent now.
We saw this boom, so many years ago in Sedona, where for a long, long period of time, everything you bought, the next day it was going to be worth more than what you paid for, pretty much that fast.
Right.
You know? We saw homes that were not even hitting. I know so many people in this area that as soon as they even wanted to sell their home, if they thought about it on a Thursday, they got the real estate agent talked to on Friday. By Sunday, they were getting a phone call from somebody who knows a friend who knows a friend who figured out that you're selling your house and that somebody has an offer for you, you know what I mean, before it even hit the MLS. So it's really, when we saw that kind of growth to where it fell down to, a lot of people said, you know what, this market's not going to return to a really equitable market for 10 to 15 years.
Well, I think, you know, Sedona is quite different. We're 85% built out.
Yeah.
So, and I think we're a little more insulated. They didn't overbuild here.
Good point.
You can't overbuild here.
Right.
Like they did in Phoenix or some of the metropolitan areas. So we're a little different in that way. Besides the fact, most of the people moving here, these are second, third, and fourth homes.
Good point.
So we're just a little bit different market, and that has to be taken into consideration. A lot of people could afford to wait it out.
Yeah.
And our REOs are basically maybe 6% of the sales right now.
Is that right?
Right.
Wow.
So whereas, like, even in Cottonwood, maybe 30% of the sales are REOs. So, again, there's a little bit different market. You just need to take a look at that. But I really see a lot of good things. I've got people I've been working with that have been looking for something, say, under $300,000. Those things are not staying on the market long.
Interesting.
So, yes, anything $300,000 and under under, it seems like we're getting multiple offers on. So it's tightened up. Yeah, but it's exciting. It's a very exciting time. Uh-huh. And it's true, I didn't go through the really rough time, and I do feel bad for some of those realtors because that you work so hard in this business.
Oh, sure.
And, you know.
Yeah. But, the point I make on that, though, is that the market has returned to a certain level that makes it a worthwhile venture again to
yes.
look into. And when there's people that are becoming real estate agents again in the area, that mm-hmm. means that there's business out there, that there are homes selling, there are homes being listed, and that it's starting to flourish again.
Mm-hmm.
Will it ever return to where it was in 2004? Probably not for a very long time,
right.
But it'll be very marketable and it'll be very sustained growth from here on out for quite a while, I think.
Right. It's like everything else. You've got to go into it for the right reasons.
Right.
And when people were coming in just to make money, that's not what this is really all about.
It was a lot of buy and sell turnarounds, a lot of flipping
right.
going on, and it just got itself out of control. And, of course, that was where it went all over the nation. We were a little
Correct.
Mini microcosm of it here in the Verde Valley, but it was mm-hmm. like that everywhere. And then that's, you know, of course, what helped lead us to a lot of our economic problems. But the beauty of it is that you're right about the fact that there is not much available in Sedona, never will be, at least until
mm-hmm.
the Forest Service, we start, you know, pouring into that, or they
mm-hmm.
start giving some back to Sedona. There's just not much that you can build or is being built right now. So
right.
there is, a lot of things out there as far as the values and stuff are concerned
mm-hmm.
For people to start looking at. There used to be a time where you were not going to find a single home in Sedona under $500,000. Didn't matter what size it was.
That's right.
You know, nowadays, you've still got the opportunity to go in there, get that home for $300,000 that was worth $600,000, you
mm-hmm.
know, as much as, 7-8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and get a hold of it now. Move in, live in it, you know, whatever it is you want to do. The investment is there, and it's going to be worth more next year than it is right now. We're starting to see that kind of progress again.
Right. And, you know, the benefits of owning, I mean, you've got your tax credits, you've got all of that.
Right.
So we're getting to that point where it's going to be more advantageous to own something as opposed to renting, you know.
When you look at the marketplace where you sit right now, and you've been watching it grow here for a little bit, it's on a steady kind of incline.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right in saying that right now, with the tax credits, with the certain governmental programs that are being put in place,
mm-hmm.
That it is flat out better to buy right now than it probably will be next year? I mean, depending on, we're seeing stuff start to go away at the
mm-hmm.
end of the year.
I am encouraging the people that I've been working with to definitely look hard now and really
yeah.
take a good look, because interest rates, too, you have to remember that.
Right.
If they're going to finance, the interest rates are going up, and that's
yep.
been happening now. So, and after the election, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. So I am definitely encouraging people that if they're ready to go, now's the time to really look.
All right. There you go. We got lots to talk about today. We haven't even got into a lot of what you're involved in the area, what's mm-hmm. going on and what you've got going. We'll get into that, the websites that you have that people can go to. Let's go ahead and mention those. So if they want to, they can dial them up on the break if they're sitting in front of the computer right
okay.
now. Let's face it. With today's little smartphones and doohickeys, you're always in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
esedona.biz.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
That's one of
yes.
the websites to go to. And then you also have one, Sedona Homes, the number 4
mm-hmm.
sale.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Those are both my websites. My husband has developed the first website for me, and that gives a little more of the personal information. The East Sedona Homes for Sale
mm-hmm.
gives you your demographics, your home searches, and that type of thing. And so it's very easy to use, and I think a lot of my clients really liked it.
Good. Hey, do you find anybody that just walks in nowadays, or is everybody kind of hitting the internet?
You would be surprised. Out of all the business, I've sold 5, and I have 5 in contract right now.
Right now.
So out of those, half of the people have come into the office.
Just walked right in.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
It seems like it's the time where I don't know. I think I ordered a pizza online a week ago. You know what I mean? It's that easy
right.
to do so many things online, or you research everything online that a lot would still come that way. But
mm-hmm.
there's still a lot of old-fashioned people out there that like to come in and shake your hand
Absolutely.
And me too. That's one of the benefits of having such a beautiful office there, RE/MAX Sedona, folks. Mm-hmm. You can go in there and walk right in and get to meet the people that are going to help you out, folks. Go to Sedona's RE/MAX office, which is located on 89A and on Dante there. Or is it, Rodeo. Where the Safeway is.
Correct.
The Safeway Shopping Center. You guys are on the very front footprint there in that shopping center, 89A and Rodeo. And you can go in there anytime, and you get to see a lot of action, a lot of people moving around, got permanent mm-hmm. offices going. It's nice to see real estate booming in the area when it's been down for so many years. We watched so many real estate offices close around Sedona. Mm-hmm. RE/MAX upgraded. Got bigger, got better. So it's really neat to see. We want to remind you the phone number to call to get in touch with RE/MAX and call the RE/MAX office is 282-4166, 282-4166. And you can always give them a call and get more information about anything we're talking about, or they know how to put you in touch with Sherry Sperry, our guest today. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more. It's Verde Valley Real Estate Show, 780 KAZM. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back here to the Verde Valley Real Estate Show, 780 KAZM. Mike T back here with you, and we've got a great show for you today. We've been talking with Sherry Sperry. She is from RE/MAX Sedona. Again, their number is 282-4166. They're located in West Sedona on Highway 89A and Rodeo Drive, the office located right there in the front footprint, so to speak, in the front parking lot of the shopping center, the Safeway Shopping Center there in West Sedona. And we've been talking about the current state of the real estate market in Sedona and how things are looking in the Verde Valley, definitely looking up, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Sedona still has this special little thing about it that makes it so popular, makes it so desired for people, whether it's, like you said, second, third, even fourth homes. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? You just travel around the world. You
know, it would be.
one of these years, you know? At the point where I'm burning money to stay warm, we'll think about that. You have some really good stuff going on. Like you said, you've got right now five different homes in contract being sold.
Right.
So you're staying very busy, and the websites that we mentioned beforehand are really a great way to be able to get some research and understand who you're dealing with. If you go to a website, and the real estate agents it's not always a very good idea to just do your own marketing through RE/MAX or to let them handle your stuff for you. You've got to go out there. You've got to be in front of people on your own. You have to do your own marketing. You need to be the real estate agent that they call and not the cubicle next to you or you know, a couple miles down the road.
That's right.
You know, so you've got to be out there in front of people. The websites are a huge, huge part of that.
Right. Well, I still believe in old school kind of things. You were just talking about being in front of the clients, spending the time with the clients, being in the office, doing your floor time. That's critical. Like I said, half of my business at this point has been people that have just walked in, and I've been able to establish these great relationships right off the bat. My knowledge helps, but establishing that relationship, that trust, is huge. These people are going to be investing a lot of money with you. Some of them, their life savings.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people here are coming because they're retiring. So you don't want to make a mistake. And so establishing that relationship, that trust, and then getting them into what they want. You've got to listen to their needs.
Yeah.
It's just basic sales. What is it that you want?
Give them what they,
and what can I do
for
to assist you in getting that? Yes.
It sounds so simple, but obviously it's not, because frankly there's more bad real estate agents out there than good ones, if you ask me. That's just my opinion. I've been dealt with a number of them over the years. There's more that don't know what they're doing or how to do something than should. You know what I mean? Now granted, I'm not talking about that at RE/MAX. Everybody I've run into, surprisingly enough, everybody I have run into at RE/MAX has been very impressive to me. I've been amazed at the level of experience, dedication, the honesty involved at RE/MAX, because so many people I've dealt with over the years had this kind of percentage in their mind. It was the commission thing. You know what I mean? And it's, this sale is going to net me this, so great. And that's all it was. It was not, am I getting the home that this person needs for them? Am I selling them the home they're looking for? You know, is this person going to be satisfied? When this person turns around to sell this home and buy their next home, are they going to call me? You know what I mean? They don't think that way. And the people at RE/MAX have been doing that for years, and I've watched a number of them that have left real estate firms that were in the area that have closed their doors and moved, you know, back into the garage or whatever it is. I don't know. And those people, the top players at those real estate firms have walked in and set up shop at RE/MAX because of that. So it's really impressive to see.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up about the commission. Do you know I don't even fill out my commission slip until I'm 2 weeks into a contract? You can never go into it for the money.
Yeah.
You have to be taking care of the client. If you are getting them what they want and you can assist them through this transaction, because that is our job, we're to help them walk through, and we're supposed to know by all of the classes and everything we're doing what it is that we need to do to get them to that point.
Yeah.
So it's all about doing things for the right reason.
Yeah.
So I don't even look at the commission off the top. I mean, you have to consider it. Don't get me wrong.
Well, everybody works to make money. That's
oh,
the way
sure.
life is. You know.
Well, sure.
I've laughed because, you know, for a long time we had so much of the false advertising out there and the glitz and all the, you know, whatever it is that people thought. Somebody that was in business to make money all of a sudden was just a bad person. You know what I mean? Have you ever understood? And it's, what else would you be in business for? Why on earth? You know what I mean? And I think people got the idea at some point that anybody that wants to make money is this money-grubbing, greedy person. And it's just, it's laughable because everybody on the face of the earth wants to make money. I mean, that's,
well,
you know what I mean? There's people that work hard deserve to be paid. You know?
Well, I think people don't realize how much money realtors really put out.
Yeah.
There's the licensing. There are the classes. There is the driving around.
It's an investment. Yeah.
It absolutely is. I have people that come up to me all the time, like when I'm doing an open house and say, well, I've just retired and I think I'm going to go into real estate. So I say to them, do you have about $20,000 to put out over the next 2 years to get your business running? People have no idea. And you've got to love what you're doing because it's a lot of hard work. I have only had basically one day off since February.
Is that right?
I've been working every day. I get
it's
up at 5 in the morning.
It's a 24/7 type thing, too.
Well, it can be. Yeah. I mean, you have to set boundaries.
Sure.
But I'm up at 5 in the morning checking the MLS and moving on from there, contacting my clients that are back east. So I had no false look at getting into this when I did, because I started this after my husband retired. So, and then I brought him in to do all of my marketing and all that. So we're not basically retired anymore, but it is. It's a lot of hard work, but if you love it, who cares?
Well, and that's the thing is you got to love what you're doing.
Right.
And that's that's what I always find impressive with the people at RE/MAX is because I run into so many people that are in it to enjoy what they're doing, and they get to meet the new people that move into the area and they make friends and make neighbors, you know, and it's quite the experience in comparison to living in the big cities and living in LA or living in Phoenix, you know, and it's just it's really neat to see that it works so well here and that it's still got some rural America type feel to it here in Sedona. That's a big thing.
Well, I have to tell you, the woman that sold us her house works at RE/MAX still.
Yeah.
2001, I met her, and I started doing paperwork for her for a little while, so I got to take a look at all the agents in that office, and I truly think we have some of the best agents in Sedona.
Yeah.
Rob only hires full-time agents, so we're not part-time. And I really liked what I saw over that two-year period, and I really do enjoy working with these people. They would do anything for you. We help each other out, and there's a lot to be said for that.
I'll tell you, there really is, and you make a very good point about the full-time agent, because you don't want to deal with somebody that you doesn't have the storefront, that their office is the front seat of their car, or is frankly their kitchen table or the garage or something. That's not what you need in a real estate agent that understands the area, understands the marketplace, knows how the market has changed from one day to the next. You're not going to get that with somebody who when you dial them on the phone has to walk away from the TV or something to take your call. So we'll take our last break here. I want to remind everybody to get in touch with Sherry Sperry. The easiest thing to do is go to the websites and make contact that way.
Absolutely. My cell number is on there, 274-7355.
274-3755.
No, 274-7355.
Okay, 735. Okay, see, you ran through that. That's why I got to slow you down. All right, so 274-7355.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. We'll do is we'll give it again when we come back just to make sure that I can remember it. So I test my memory skills. Don't forget also, folks, that the websites are esedona.biz, B-I-Z, and then Sedona Homes 4, the number 4, sale.com. That's all, of course, one word, .com, and then esedona, one word, .biz, and then Sedona Homes, the number 4, sale.com. I like the number 4, you know? I think I had that on a website, too, because it's just... Spelling out, you know, spelling is, it's tiring. Today's day of texting, and the kids that text me, and my son would text me, and I have these abbreviations, and I had no clue what he's talking about. Son, what makes you think I understand this talk, you know? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up the Verde Valley Real Estate Show right after this. Stick around. Welcome back in to the Verde Valley Real Estate Show. We're wrapping things up, closing it out today. We've been talking with Sherry Sperry. Sherry works over at RE/MAX Sedona, located on 89A and Rodeo Drive in Sedona, right there in the Safeway Shopping Center on the north side of the highway there, or state route. I guess. Mm-hmm. I keep waiting for somebody to come in and arrest me every time I say Highway 89A instead of SR or state route. Yeah. But her phone number, the cell phone number, is the easiest way to catch her because she's got her 24/7, even when she's in the shower or 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, remember those boundaries we talked about earlier?
Yeah,
those
boundaries.
That would probably fall in there. So give her a call at 274-7355, or the websites are the very easiest thing. esedona.biz is real simple to remember. The other one would be Sedona Homes. The number 4 sale.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. Sedona Homes, the number 4 sale.com. Get great information from Sherry Sperry and her husband, who set those websites up.
He did. The first one he did, and actually it was a hobby of his.
Is that right?
But yeah,
wow.
When he retired, he set up his own website. So
cool.
Then when we were talking about doing this, he did mine, and it's very informative. It gives a little more personal information about
Good.
Me so people can get to know me.
Good.
The other site is a format through another company, but it's got all of my information, then all the demographics, things like
that
people want to know about the area.
The statistics, the hardcore
stuff. Right, and then actually the searches on the properties.
Right.
And so it's really easy to use, user-friendly. That's why I liked it, and that's why he let me choose that one, because I could use it.
There you go. All right, folks, so get in touch with her and give her a call and find out more information about what's going on. But I'll tell you what, we're running out of time where it's going to be as sweet a deal right now as it is to buy a home. Than it will be in a little bit of time. Thanks for joining us.